Note how we hear faster, embellished lines in the altos and the tenors and the basses, which create a sense of excitement, a sense of energy, a sense of fervor underneath the slower-moving chorale melody in the sopranos. Yes, indeed, these free voices depict the energy and excitement of this grand and important moment. And of course, this is a reflection of Bach's own spirituality, his own excitement at the idea of the coming of the Messiah. Then we hear, after line one, a brief orchestral interlude, which is drawn from the Ritornello theme. Then we hear line two, again in the sopranos, of the watchmen high on the battlements. They're singing the chorale theme, but the other voices are illustrating via word painting the meaning of these words. Note the tone painting in the chorus as each voice rushes upwards to a high note on the word hoch, high. Then we have a brief orchestral interlude, again drawn from the ritornello, and then line three, awake, city of Jerusalem. And we have a joyful and jubilant awakening, again projected not in the soprano voice. They are singing the chorale melody, but rather in the other three voices. They are the spirit of the people. They are Bach's own religiosity. They are the tone painters. Please, from the very beginning of the piece, the ritornello theme, lines 1 through 3, and then the beginning of the ritornello theme that follows line 3. And there was the ritornello theme. We would hear it in its entirety, and we will hear it again in its entirety in just a moment, punctuating the first three lines from the next three lines. Please, let's read through the remainder of this stunning movement. I hope we're getting a sense now on how Bach is using the chorale theme in this movement. It's a point of departure from which he can now comment and build other musics and other emotional points of view. It's a composite piece with all kinds of activity going on. It's an amazing compositional tour de force. Please, lines 4 through 6 use essentially the same music as 1 through 3. The hour is midnight. They call to us loud and clear. Where are you, wise virgins? Onward to lines 7 and 8. Arise, the bridegroom is coming. Arise, take the lamps. Now, this moment of the bridegroom's coming is so exciting that the alto, tenor, and bass voices can no longer hold themselves in check. They're so excited at God's approach that they blurt out their lines even before the soprano has a chance to announce it via the chorale. I mean, we can just feel the people just coming out of their skin with excitement. And then line 9 is just remarkable. Line 9 is simply the word, Alleluia.